Good evening, truckers everywhere, and welcome to this week's edition of Hutton Orbital News, bringing you the titbits of information that you might have missed.
I'm Dick Chafing, and we have our team ready and waiting, script in hand, hot off the press.
I'm Amelia Hawke, and I've been digging for some gossip from Golweb.
I'm Harry Balzac, and I've been sticking my nose into everyone's business.
I'm Norma Snuckers, and I've been keeping an eye on the community goals.
I'm Lou, and I've been doing stuff. I've got the important stuff.
That's better.
And now, the headlines!
Hutton implicated in Pleiades disaster.
Hutton goes boa-ing in sneaky, snaky reveal.
Is person insertion a Don Con?
Distance assistance, she's no fuel.
Atrus 5060's been caught napping.
Lou's been burning the candle at both ends to make sense of Hutton space in time.
But there's always time for Norma Snuckers.
First tonight with this week's Atrus Report and Haxwing standing ready to bring you up to speed with what's what with Tharg the Mightily Missing, there are rumors that the malevolent evil intelligence behind the Thargoid attacks might actually be a fan. Or at least a listener to Hutton Orbital Radio, particularly the live edition from LaveCon. Whether Lithobreaker's void opal ball of prognostication leaked a little over the script, or our alien listener was so incensed by the closing sketch on the live show, we'll never know. But commentators throughout the galaxy are currently blaming this very radio station for this week's tragic news from the Pleiades. With other news outlets citing the current situation as a vicious attack with a dangerous article, our summation that Tharg was so cross-eyed that he didn't attack anything other than the larger stations, purely as he couldn't see them, added to the assertion that planetary bases and orbitals were safe as houses during the current conflict, it appears that we may have been a little wide of the mark. Now, don't suppose anyone's checked whether the station's on fire today, have they?
Hutton Orbital Radio have an exclusive galactic first reveal this week. We are proud to announce a new addition to the universe, the Boa Constrictor. When the Boa-class cruiser was originally released by the Pilots Federation back in 3017 at the Garigi Federation Spaceworks, it was designed to supersede the Python. This was made possible due to refinements in equipment design and was largely developed out of the recommendations left by one Commodore Monty, a Python captain of 40 years' experience, who was, we are led to believe, a distant ancestor of our very own Montgomery Python. Garigi Federation Spaceworks is no longer in service, which may explain why we've not seen a Boa-class cruiser up to now. Introduction of the new Boa has been excitedly anticipated. We do know that King Hanky is all a-twitter about the prospect of a new legless addition to his menagerie. Cecil doesn't count. Particularly as this week is International Snake Week, but details are sketchy at this time. Smaller than a python, but with larger internal capacity, the new Boa will be capable of expansion during its lifetime, and will be able to receive new skins on a regular basis. But jump ranges are particularly low, especially after ingesting all those tasty morsels. According to one Beau Marrett, responsible for this week's reveal, the Boa will only be available from Planet Zoo, which we suspect is the new name for Garigi.
Dastardly Don Antonacci's latest attempt to take over the running of the Pilots Federation, and thus remove all obstacles for his pirates, is to insinuate yet another member of his extended Camorra family into the propaganda arm. One Don Benedetti. Signor Benedetti is consigliere to Guglielmo Flanagan, as he's known at family gatherings. This corsair, who comes from the pizza and gelato Benedettis, has been undercover in Scotland for some years, where rumours are that due to a time travel accident, he became father to Nicola Benedetti, the famous 21st century violinist, but still has not managed to master a convincing Scottish accent. Do not be fooled by his apparent lack of any hand-eye coordination that he may affect during a live stream. This is just a ruse to put us at our ease. Pilots are urged to be vigilant and be aware of any reports where the upper sections of horses may go missing and then turn up mysteriously tucked up in other people's beds.
Some say that she can pass at full throttle through the eye of a neutron star, in reverse, and still not spill her gin. Some say that she is secretly an elite combat pilot and only hides from pirates so as not to embarrass them. Others say that David Braben has a signed photo of her on his bedroom wall and whispers to it each night before bed. Some whisper that she keeps Wrong Way chained up in a dungeon and only lets him out once a year for LaveCon when she purchases new fluffy handcuffs. Others say that she can do a fuel rat rescue without a fuel scoop, without fuel limpets, or even a ship. All we know is she's called Flossie. Yes, our Wonder Rat managed to help a helpless commander to refuel this week without even launching her ship. Using her holo-me to examine the stricken commander's ship, Flossie discovered why the commander's fuel scoop was inoperable. The T-Tauri star around which he was orbiting was not scoopable. After a quiet stage whisper in the commander's ear, which was only overheard by 197 other people, he made the short jump to a scoopable star, a K-class, not a red dwarf to match the colour of the commander's face. Identified in her emergency don't panic guide to where to scoop when you're nearly out of fuel, and was able to continue his journey. Coming soon, Flossie's Ship Nightmares, where Flossie will join your crew and determine where you are going wrong. Warning, contains frequent bad language.
Good evening, trackers. Atrus 5060 reporting in from Canon Research with the latest intel on the Thargoids. Trackers, it'll be a quick one today since time is of the essence and there is science to be done now that the Thargoids have unveiled a new attack strategy. And that whole defending humanity thing too. Yes, I suppose that's just as important as the science. The Thargoids have launched a surprise attack in the Pleiades, damaging Titan's daughter. Oh, she's a big lass, that one. And Taygeta, Cavalieri in Electra, and Selene Orbital in Atlas. There are now reports from Palin Research Center, or Palin, wherever you want, in Maya, or Maiaia, being evacuated due to the presence of Thargoid scouts on the surface above the base, cutting off access to Professor Palin's engineering facilities. This is a disaster, trackers, as the nearest place to give your ship all the thrust it needs is all the way out in Colonia, with the lovely male Brandon. Oh, he's gorgeous. Eagle Eye, at the time of this message, is still reporting no Thargoid activity. The people of the Pleiades need us, truckers. Await orders from Commander Foco Tuchel, where Hax will be focusing their efforts. Good luck out there, truckers. For the mug, and over to that very manly Foco Tuchel. Thank you.
Incoming message from Haxcom.
Okay, Haxwing, I hope you enjoyed your time off because vacation is over. Tharg has decided to make a mess of the Pleiades again and stomp all over Operation Ida's repair work. AXI has specifically requested anti-Xeno pilots stay out of the Atlas system, as they have an event planned for the weekend to show Tharg what happens when he breaks our toys. We will be operating in the Taygeta system. We will need combat pilots in the AX conflict zones and rescue pilots at Titan's Daughter. A secondary combat objective will be to support the megaship Carson Spring, located in the Maya system. Professor Palin's thruster technology is important in anti-interceptor combat, and we can't afford to lose him. Finally, if you know any commanders in Operation Ida, give them a hug. I think they're going to need it. Okay, truckers, let's get out there and fight hard, ferry many, and defend the mug.
End HAXCOM transmission. Defend the mug.
Well, we've had complaints that we aren't doing these reports in detail, so here we go. In WISE 08550714, we are up 1.2% at 68.1%, and in Investment and Civil Liberty. In LP 525-39, we are down 2% at 65.7%, and in Boom. In Luyten 145-141, we are up 1.2% at 63.7%, and in Boom and Civil Liberty.
Lou, wake up!
What? Where was I?
I think you were making a point. Now stop it or you get the pan again.
Ah, yes. Did it work? No. Okay. Anyway. We have five systems above 60% and these need dropping. Get there and work against Hutton so that we can avoid any of them getting into expansion. You know where to find the list? It's at hot.forthemug.com. And if you've not seen the new look site, it is amazing. The rest of our systems are nice and steady, apart from Ross 671, where we've dropped below 35%. As we're now less than 20% ahead of our nearest faction, Alvin is declaring it an emergency, which means he's lubricating his throat with Megagin, ready for his most intimidating barks, and sharpening his teeth so they're ready in case he needs to give an ass biting. Be warned. Having finished the celebrations for taking control of Avik, we need to stop Sirius Corporation sneaking up and stealing it from us. And we have plans. What plans, I hear you cry. Or I would, if you were within earshot, and not in a vacuum. As yet, we can't tell you, but they involve adventure, excitement, and really wild things. Well, an overworked and hungry and thirsty Antari is doing extra coding, which makes him pretty wild, I can tell you. Watch this space for news and be ready to be amazed. Of course, after Avik, Alvin's chewing over the idea of whether he wants a nice cushion or maybe some sticks to play with. How that fits with the not expanding anymore diet, we have no idea. Over in Colonia, it's the same as last week. Everything in tier, apart from exploration, which you need to ask Hanky about, and bounty hunting, which you do in the systems we own, but hand in at tier. And I really mean it about Avik. There will even be a prize. It won't be a Space Invader plushie, only very, very best pilots get those, but a prize is a prize. Now you get a little bit of Norma. I'm saving the big bit for myself.
There are no new CGs this week, but the current CGs will continue until Monday at 1500 UTC, unless they're completed earlier. All three CGs to build bases for the Alliance, Federation and Empire in the Witch Head Nebula are doing very well, with over 5,600 commanders contributing between them. More on this later.